You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. The day after Thanksgiving, Christmas trees and wreaths go on sale to support the swim and dive teams of the Juno Douglas, Yadara Kahle, and Thunder Mountain High Schools. So joining us to talk about one of their most important fundraisers for the year, we have three members of the Juno Douglas, Yadara Kahle High School swim team and dive team. First up is Addie Malott. Hi, Addie.
Hi.
And Talia Gerger. Hi, Talia. And Madeline Bowman. Hi, Madeline.
Hi.
Well, most people are familiar with the site of your sale, but for those who are not, Addie, we'll start with you. Would you please tell us where we can go to purchase a tree or a wreath from your dive team?
Yeah, so we set up in the Fred Meyer's parking lot right by the gas pumps. And yeah, we have our trees and wreaths there.
Are you there every day, every weekend? Times? What times a day?
Yeah, so we open at, on the, Madeline?
We open on the 26th at, I believe, 10 a.m. And that Friday will be open until 7. But normally on weekends, we are open from noon to 5.
Great. And what kind of evergreens are used for the trees and wreaths, and where do they come from? Talia?
We have three types of trees, and they all like smell or look a little bit different. And we have Douglas firs, Nordman firs, and noble fir trees, and they come in many different sizes.
That's great. Where do you guys get your trees or your evergreens for the wreaths? Go ahead.
No, I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm not sure where we get them, but. They really do smell good, like Talia said.
Let's see. Addie, is the sale totally run by students? Do you all help staff each shift and manage the money and all that?
Yeah, so this is Juno's only 100% nonprofit tree sale, and all the profits go to benefit our swim team and cover costs for swimmers and athletes who shifts, and our families help out, and it's really a lot of fun.
And almost all of the work almost all of our work is done by students. Like, we will unload your tree and hand it to you and help you tie it to your car all the way until it gets, you know, on the road back to your house.
So I understand that the proceeds benefit the swim and dive teams of both Yadara Kahle JDHS and Thunder Mountain High Schools. So are you all one swim and dive team or two separate swim and dive teams?
We are two separate swim and dive teams.
So you just split the money 50-50?
Yeah, I think so. So JD has been doing the fundraiser since the 90s. And I think when the TM swim team joined as a newer school, we invited them on to help out. And now we do it as a joint effort.
So, Madeline, you and your fellow teammates are all seniors this year. Can you tell me about how you've used the benefits of the fundraiser in the past? What sort of trips did you take? What sort of competitions did you participate in?
So the money from this fundraiser goes towards our traveling to swim meets and our gear, and it also helps provide scholarships to swimmers who might not be able to afford all of the meet fees. In the past, we've traveled all over Southeast Alaska, including Sitka, Petersburg, in Ketchikan, and then we go up to state, which is generally in Anchorage.
That's great. And Talia, over to you. How did you get into swimming and diving? What do you enjoy about it?
I actually joined swimming when I was only 5 years old because my older sister did it, and I immediately loved it. And I've been swimming for about 12 years now, and I swim on the club team, and then I now swim on the high school team too. And I really love being able to hang out with my friends and being able to do a sport that makes my body feel good every day after school, because it just, you know, adds to my day and everything.
And Addie, over to you. How has being part of an athletic team shaped your high school experience?
It has really, I've made some of my best friends swimming, and it's really been a great experience getting to know some of the younger teammates this year, especially, and getting to connect, especially in the pandemic.
And Madeline, I know the last couple of years of being in a pandemic have been pretty difficult for students, especially. Were you able to keep swimming during that time, and did it sort of help you get through this weirdness?
Yeah, we were swimming last year. Our schedule looked a lot different and we did not get to travel. But I think coming like more out of the pandemic this year, it has made our team a lot closer, and we've really enjoyed a lot more team bonding aspects that we haven't in the past. So it's been really fun to watch.
And what's important, Madeline, about having the resources to travel throughout Southeast or even outside of the state or up to Anchorage in order to, have the full experience of being part of a swim and dive team?
I think the competition is really one of the most exciting parts, and being able to like travel and experience different pools and different teams and pools where they're practicing all the time is definitely a really cool experience.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with three senior high school students and members of the Yadat Akahle JDHS swim and dive team. Their tree and wreath sale starts this Friday. Addie, what's important about having a tree or a wreath or both during the winter holidays, in your opinion?
It just adds some festive, like, feeling to any home, and the smells is my favorite part. Anytime unloading and loading and doing these shifts during tree sales, I smell every tree, and just during breaks, they're so yummy. So that's my favorite part.
Madeline, Talia, what about you guys? Is a wreath or a tree an important part of your winter holiday tradition?
I'm actually Jewish, so I don't ever have a tree. But I do love going, as Addie said, to tree sales and smelling the trees. And when I get back from like carrying all the trees around, all my clothes smell really, really nice. And I sort of always every year like hope that my mom will like get a little wreath, you know, that we can just be like, oh, it'll smell up the house, you know, make it nice. But, you know, just being there is really nice. And especially if you do celebrate Christmas, it is nice, obviously, because of, you know, the normal traditions and whatnot.
Madeline, what would you add?
I'll have to agree that the smell is my favorite part. Unfortunately, we have only ever had fake trees in my house, so I really savor the smell of them during tree sales.
All right. Well, let's talk about a little bit more about the details of the sale. You already let us know when and where we can find the trees. I know in the past, folks have just shown up and been able to take home their selections, but this year and maybe... this time you have some online purchase options, even delivery. So does somebody want to tell me about that?
This year we do have an option to deliver trees, and it adds an additional $25 fee to it, but we will travel within 15 miles of our sales site, which puts us out about just past like the volunteer fire station. So...
Yeah, and you can order those at www.jdswimdive.org.
That's great. Okay, so you can order them online. You can even request delivery. And if you do show up in person to pick out your tree or wreath or both, any special instructions for patrons?
Just come... We're ready to carry the tree out on or in your car. And we'll help you, you know, tie it up or like lift it in. And then also maybe wear clothes that can get a little bit tree-y because, you know, obviously they are real trees on you.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else that that any of you would like to share before we say goodbye today?
We really want to thank our sponsors, who really we couldn't make this happen without them. So thank you to Fred Myers and then
Alaska Marine Lines.
Alaska Marine Lines, mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, lots of luck with the sale. I hope that you raise the funds that you need to do all the things that you want to do as a swim and dive team and travel to all the meets that you want to go to. And I just want to thank all three of you for speaking with me today and answering my many, many questions. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Take care and happy holidays.
Bye-bye. You too.